Hello, hello. Welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Brands podcast. This is your fearless host, Erica Anderson, and today I have some exciting news to share. But first, I'm going to share the story behind how this all came about, because of course, you have to know the story, so stay tuned. All right, so before we get started, let me introduce myself. My name is Erica Anderson. I am a life skills coordinator for a Toastmasters Club, which is kind of the foundation of how this particular podcast came about when it comes to the subject matter. I am a mom, writer, published author, a speaker, a logistics analyst, a board of directors for another nonprofit. I do a lot of things, but I don't do them all every single day. There's a good balance of these things that take place in my life, but they are all things that I'm very passionate about. And as I have been on this journey, I have been intentional about sharing not just inspiration and motivation, but sharing strategies and ways in which you are able to improve your life after going through, whether it's divorce or trauma. It did start with divorce for me. However, I understand that divorce isn't the only way in which people can experience trauma as adults. So here I share how to heal, evolve, and ultimately thrive after dealing with the various ways in which you experience trauma in life. So with that, let me just tell you how yesterday, as I was preparing content for the Toastmasters Club that I'm a part of, this is a Toastmasters Club for kids that I have been a part of for the last, oh my goodness, I think it's been a year and a half. But I met the founder last year and I shared with him my vision for Inner Beauty Reigns, and he shared with me this club that he started several years back. And so in hearing each other's story, we were excited about partnering together. And here we are a year and a half later, impacting the lives of these children, teaching them not only communication skills, because of course at the foundation, the Toastmasters Club is about learning speaking and communication skills. However, he brought me on board to do a life skills segment. And so this is the way in which I give back to my community and teaching children life skills. So I basically, most weeks that we do our meetings, take whatever content I have created for my online platforms with Inner Beauty Reigns and The Thriving Place, and I make it kid friendly. So this week, I did not actually create any content because I was working on my certification. So instead of talking about something, you know, that I had created content from, I decided to talk about discipline because that was kind of the theme for this week for me. As I sat there, I came up with this quote, and it says, "Discipline isn't always natural. It's the result of developing the habit of being intentional in the decision to execute something. Discipline requires consistency, but it also cultivates consistency." When I sat back in my chair and realized the magnitude of this quote, I just, sometimes when I write things and then I read it back to myself, I have this moment of like, wow, I wrote that. And it's not that I don't believe in myself, but sometimes just the magnitude of the things that come out of me, it blesses me. It blesses me just as much as it blesses you all. And I believe that God created me that way, first of all, to, in a sense, keep me humble. Because sometimes in having online platforms and having being visible to so many people, some people don't know how to handle that and they get big-headed. And as the saying goes, the higher you go, the harder the fall is. So I appreciate God keeping me in this place because it's never about being seen, but about the impact that is being made. Anyway, so this quote came about because I was reflecting about my week. And in looking at how my week transpired, I realized that I was able to accomplish what I did as a result of being disciplined. Now, to be completely honest, discipline has not always been a strong point for me, okay? This is something that I have had to be intentional about in my adult life because it was not something that was taught to me or was something that became a part of who I am as a result of my upbringing. I know my grandparents, my parents, everyone who was a part of my village, they did the very best that they could. But unfortunately, one of the things that was lacking was discipline. So that has been something that I've had to be intentional about cultivating in my adult life. Hence the reason why this quote includes the statement about discipline requiring consistency, but the fact that it also cultivates consistency, because that is something that I have learned along the way. Ultimately, another thing that prompted this quote is the fact that last weekend was my 20-year high school class reunion. We got together Friday night at our homecoming game. I don't remember whether or not we won. We, you know, had these festivities set up and we were excited about getting together and having some fun, which we did. I had a blast. I had to kind of recoup on Sunday, get some rest because I hadn't been up past midnight in, gosh, I can't remember the last time I was up past midnight. But we had such an incredible time. On Monday, as I was reflecting on the events of the weekend, and I took the opportunity to really just kind of glean some insight from being able to come together with my classmates, one of the things that I realized was that collectively, we all accomplished a great milestone in life, and that is graduating high school, okay? As I continued to think about how that impacted me personally, I realized that I've accomplished a lot of great things since I graduated high school, and I now have the job that I've desired to have my entire adult life. It's not the job that I envisioned when I was growing up as a kid. You know, you have these ideas of what you want to be when you grow up. I had lots of big dreams as I was growing up. There was one point where I wanted to be a model. There was a point where I wanted to be a marine biologist. But what I believe that speaks to is my belief that I can do anything. You don't have to actually go out there and do everything in order to believe that you can do anything, right? So as I continued in my thought process, I realized that the certification that I mentioned earlier is something that I started about a year ago. And I took a step back to consider how that journey has been going. I was very excited about this certification when I first discovered that it existed because it included things that I have learned about and partaken of, but that I hadn't necessarily, I guess, done. And hence the reason why I wanted to get certified. But it brought me back to a few months ago when I was consistently working on my certification and came to a place where I was frustrated. I was frustrated because I realized that I have been operating in this hustle mentality for so long that the need to sit down and actually study something was bothersome to me. Here I was when I first started this certification, thinking that I could kind of just skim through and grab the main points and then I'd be able to take the test and I'd be okay. But no, it wasn't that at all. I soon discovered that this was college level information that I had to cover and that it went beyond just reading these things and studying these things, but actually executing modalities, executing readings, executing things so that I could actually prove that I knew how to do it. And I had to take a step back and acknowledge something within myself. Because again, this hustle mentality had me thinking I could just, and that's something that I have consistently done in my adult life. I've been able to skim through things, grab the main point, and I was able to go out and execute it and do a great job. I want to make it clear that it wasn't me taking shortcuts because I didn't want to do the work. It was I had the intellect to execute because I was able to grab those main points. But this was a situation where I learned that that cannot apply. That strategy cannot apply to everything. So I feel that it was a source of not just inspiration, but a source of growth, because it required me to approach this situation differently. So as I continued in my thought process about this notion of the hustle mentality having me in a space where I couldn't focus on these things I needed to learn in order to get certified, I had just a transparent moment with the support group that I was a part of, or still am a part of, in letting them know this is hard for me right now because I'm not accustomed to having to actually study. And then in further thinking about that, I realized I dropped out of college. So there was a part of me that believed that because I had, and it was a subconscious thing, it wasn't necessarily something I was intentional about going out into this world and doing, but there was this realization that because I dropped out of college and still became successful in my career, and I still gained opportunities to do great things, that I didn't have to put in much work. But that couldn't have been further from the truth. So anyway, in the 24 hours after I went through this thought process on Monday, I went to the dashboard for my certification and I said, I am going to do this. And I went over all of the information in that module for human design. And I told myself, I am going to be certified this week. And in the day after I went over all of that information and completed all of those modules, I did not one, but two human design readings. And I was so proud of myself because I was like, oh my God, like, I'm doing this. I'm so excited because I realized that because I had put my mind to it, I was executing it. And it's crazy to think about this now because these weren't things that I didn't already know. These were things that were within me that I had to tap into. Now, that's a word. You better hold on to that one. Within 24 hours after I did those readings, and I did record them because a part of receiving the certification was doing those readings, or well, I only had to submit one, but the way it ended up happening was I sat down to record the first one and hit the wrong button, so I recorded the entire reading in slow-mo. Oh my God. When I went to go edit that video and I saw that it was in slow-mo, I was like, I cannot believe I did that. Like, how? How? But luckily, I had done a second reading in the same day and that recorded correctly. So I was able to get that edited, get it submitted, and literally the following day, I received my certification. So, excuse my hoarseness. But yes, I did it. I did it. I did it. I'm so incredibly proud of myself. I'm so grateful that just this journey of personal development, again, if you followed me for any length of time, you know that I always say that I cannot teach what I have not already done. So please understand that when I come to share the inspiration or the strategies or whatever it is for that day, understand that I've had to do the work, okay? I'm just in a place now where I am so excited about what opportunities this will bring. And so with that, let me just share some things with you about human design. What human design is, what it means, and how that affects my platforms as it relates to me being, you know, a human design reader, and how that, you know, plays into what I do with Inner Beauty Reigns and The Thriving Place. So, human design was founded by a man in 1987, I believe. His name was Ra Uruhu, and he just got this revelation about this system that was created from, and it's referred to as a logical system, but it brings together the principles of the I Ching. Astrology is incorporated, elements of the Kabbalah, the chakra system, as well as quantum physics. Now, I know you're like, what? but just let me explain. So basically, human design shows you where and how to access your body's consciousness as a decision-making tool. So there are just different energies, if you will, that are naturally there for you. And when you learn what those energies are, they help you to live a more effective life. It helps you to live an authentic life. It helps you to operate in a more optimal level. It allows you to function and respond to the world in the way that is exclusive to how you were created. It literally helps you to understand your purpose. And you guys know that on my platform, that is the foundation of what Inner Beauty Reigns is about. It's about purpose. Your inner beauty is about purpose. And everybody has inner beauty. The beauty of your inner self is you being that and nothing and nobody else, because there's only one you, okay? Human design gives you the information you need to be successful in life, okay? Another thing I want to say is human design is not just for a specific set of people. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. You're not doing anything that would infringe upon whatever your faith is to understand your human design, okay? Because I know a lot of people sometimes are apprehensive about trying new things, especially when I say chakras, I have had people like, no, that's demonic. There's nothing demonic about the chakra system. There are energy centers that exist within your body. And we'll talk more about some of the different elements of human design in the upcoming podcast. That way you can have a more well-rounded understanding of it. You can also, of course, at any time, go to Google and look up any of this information. You'll be able to confirm any and everything that I say concerning human design. But the reason why I was so passionate about human design, or why I became so passionate about human design, is because back in either January or February of 2021, I got my own human design reading. And it was life-changing for me, okay? There were just so many different things that were brought to my attention that it low-key blows my mind to still think back on some of the things that my business coach shared with me, because this was the person who actually did my human design reading, and she is also the person who facilitated this certification that I just received. But ultimately, in the world of human design, there are different human design types. There are profiles that expand upon how you see the world versus how people see you. There are what is called inner authority, which lets you know how you're supposed to operate in this world, or how you're supposed to, the energy center within your body that best helps you to navigate this world and make decisions. There's what are called not self themes or non-self themes. This is the thing that indicates that you are not aligned with opportunities or with things that are happening in your life. There's just so much. So like I said, make sure that you stay tuned and that you are listening to the upcoming podcasts so that you can get a better understanding of what human design is. So the other thing I want to share quickly before I go is that I learned through human design that I am a manifesting generator. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, what it means, okay, and so let me also say that about 30% of the population has a human design type as a manifesting generator. And what this means is that I am a person who is intended to initiate things and then respond to things. And there's this level of communication that I have to have with the people who are involved with the things that I either make decisions for or initiate. Another thing about being a manifesting generator is that I am multi-passionate. So I was literally created to do different things. So when people ask me what I do and I tell them that I'm a logistics analyst and a life skills coordinator and now I can say I'm a certified human design coach, it sounds like a lot to other people, but I was literally created to do this. And what I love is that since I've been in this season of my life, even prior to becoming certified to do human design, being the life skills coordinator and the logistics analyst and being on the board of directors for another nonprofit, all while balancing motherhood, I never realized until people would ask me what I do, I didn't realize how much I do. So I remember one of the first times in the past year and a half, somebody asked me what I do, and I started kind of listing off these things. They were like, oh my gosh, like you do a lot. How? Like how? How do you do that? But reality is I don't do every single one of those things every single day. The life skills coordinator thing that I do is twice a month for an hour. The logistics analyst, that's my day job. That pays the bills. But when I'm a writer and I publish my books, that's something that I do when I'm, as far as the writing, I do that on my way to bed, or I do that in my car on the way to work by recording whatever content has come to me and then having that transcribed later. Or, you know, so there are different ways in which I'm able to make sure that I get these things done. But like I said, I'm not doing every single one of those things every single day. And that is what allows me to be multi-passionate. I'm able to touch different things, even if I only touch two of those things in a day, which that's kind of my minimum. Since I've learned my human design, I now understand that it's okay for all these ideas to keep coming to me. There was a time where I just couldn't understand, like, why do I keep getting all these ideas? And Lord, what am I supposed to do with them? Because I don't always have the resources to do everything that comes to me. But one of the things that I've learned in understanding my human design is that it's okay for me to initiate what is required for that idea to come into fruition. And then when I tell you, 100% of the time, God sends somebody who has the skills or the abilities or the resources to allow that idea to come into full fruition. So there's a lot packed into that that I'm going to actually post a blog about and probably do a subsequent podcast. But again, make sure you stay tuned because there's going to be so much great content that's coming up as a result of this human design thing. Also, of course, because I'm now certified, go now to the link in my bio and make sure that you book your human design reading, because I have no doubt that it is going to change your life. It is going to literally give you a roadmap to how to live your life, how to make your decisions, how to recognize when you are. So one of the things that I love about human design is that it will give you the opportunity to recognize cycles in your life. So if you're going through a negative cycle continuously, I can help you understand why that keeps happening and also give you strategies on how to stop that negative cycle. So make sure you go to the link in my bio and get booked for your human design reading. Hey, As always, thank you so much for listening. I do not take it lightly that you come and spend this time listening to my podcast. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, and I will talk to you in the next podcast. Take care.